Layoffs in Cuba could wreak havoc on the church. A U.S. report says India's religious freedom record is getting better, but is it really? And a new medical facility will help children and adults here physically and spiritually. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Next month, the Cuban government will be laying off 500,000 government workers. Then next year, another 500,000, 20% of the workforce. Cuban President Raul Castro says these layoffs are needed for the survival of socialism. WorldServe Ministries' Brian Rushton just returned from Cuba.
The people have not been taught to think, to be business people, because the government is taken care of, and they all work for the government. And so this is a huge, huge thing for the church, because we've never thought of having business before. So the church is just up in arms as to how to address these issues for their people.
Food and money are already scarce. The black market will be key to the nation's survival. With no business education, WorldServe will be helping the church become business experts, which will ultimately help the church grow.
The church is actively involved in the community, providing work and where people can find work and everything like that. They're playing an unbelievable role of people coming and connecting to the church because they want to get involved. And as they get involved, now we can share the love of Jesus with them as well.
Your support is needed for startup business capital. Meanwhile, this year's International Religious Freedom Report claims India is doing well with religious freedom. But Don, with the Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India, says the central government may have decent laws, but they seldom step in when freedoms are breached.
Where the Hindu fundamentalist groups have power or a strong following in the area, Christians are attacked on a regular basis.
The report mentions state-level anti-conversion laws, but not how often they're abused.
Even though Christians are oftentimes forced under threat of life to enact Hindu ceremonies to deny their faith, those are not deemed as forced, but are acceptable.
Laws won't change soon, but the good news is persecution has strengthened the church.
They've been They know what it means to follow Jesus wholeheartedly.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Cure Zambia has opened a new facility to care for the ears, nose, and throats of children and adults. 150 people, including public officials, attended the ribbon-cutting ceremony of the Institute of ENT and Audiology, which will promote medical training and research. Its goal is to treat at least 1,500 patients every month. A mobile clinic will also bring medical care and spiritual counseling available to families in more remote communities. Pray many will receive physical and spiritual healing through this ministry. Next, for 200 years, churches and mission groups have had it backward. The church helps the mission agency fulfill the Great Commission. The Mission Society is changing that, says the senior director for church ministry at the Mission Society, Stan Self.
It's God's design to reconcile the world to himself and use the church to do that.
But some churches need help because they don't understand their call to missions.
Missions is the mission of the church, and we attempt to get churches to move from missions being just a program in their church to where it's a priority in their church, and it's really just part of their DNA.
They do that through their Global Outreach Weekend.
We come in and basically lay the foundations of missions out of the Bible, those biblical perspectives that are given throughout Scripture, both Old and New Testament, where we are to be a people who are taking the message of God through Jesus Christ to the nation.
And three Australian mates are resting up after completing a 2,000-kilometer walk. Why 2,000 kilometers? Because that's how many languages still don't have a single verse of the Bible translated, and those languages represent 350 million people who have no access to God's Word. Along the way, the walkers raise support for an Operation Mobilization project that will translate the Bible for Muslims in Afghanistan and Tajikistan. Go to our website to learn how you can help. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available a book of mission, danger, and miracles. Brother Andrew's God Smuggler will not only entertain you, but encourage you to get involved in the persecuted church. Get your free copy of God Smuggler by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.